Welcome, it's Sunday, October 23rd, 2022. Our scripture this week comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And the title of this message is Begging and Bragging. So if you would, please open your Bibles to Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. This is the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Starting in verse 9. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everyone else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers and evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You see, there were these two men who went up to the temple to pray. And one of them was a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. And it's a shame, really, that one of them was a Pharisee. A shame because it spoils the surprise ending. And when we hear the word Pharisees, we know right away who the villain is. To us, Pharisee is just the Bible word for a bad guy. So if you have a story that starts out, there were two men, one of them was a Pharisee. You don't even have to get to the end of the story to know who the hero is. The hero was whoever wasn't the Pharisee. The story could go, there were two guys, one of them a Pharisee and the other an axe murderer. And you'd know that in the end, somehow, the axe murderer is going to turn out to be not so bad. Sure, he might be this crazed serial killer, but at least he's not a Pharisee. Pharisees, to our ears, are the worst than everybody. But that's not how it sounded to the people to whom Jesus first told this little story over 2,000 years ago. The Pharisees, to be fair, were actually pretty good people. They did everything right. They followed the law of God to the T. I mean, we struggle with the daunting job of keeping the Ten Commandments. But the Pharisees, they went way beyond that. They dug through the Old Testament from Genesis all the way to Malachi and found a whopping 613 commandments. They found 613 commandments and they kept every single one of them. They went all out to do everything that God asked them to do. And to show how serious they were, how devoted, they even went further than God asked them. The Bible says that not to take the God's name in vain. The Pharisees made sure that they never did. Not even accidentally. They didn't even want to come close to breaking God's law. So they didn't say God's name at all, ever. They studied God's law and talked about God's law and kept all the rules. This is not some evil gang of thugs we're talking about here. The Pharisees were righteous with a capital right. Jesus also butted heads with another group, the Sadducees, on some pretty important issues. The Sadducees didn't believe in angels, and Jesus did. The Pharisees agreed with Jesus. The Sadducees didn't believe in the resurrection of the dead. The Pharisees did. And we know whose side Jesus was on there. So why is it that the Pharisees are always the bad guys when Jesus tells us little parables? Why is it that the Pharisees were so eager to stop Jesus from teaching that they arranged for his death? Well, here's the problem with the Pharisees. They were good people, and they knew it. They followed the rules and wanted everyone else to see how well they did. But their problem was more than just a little misplaced pride or spiritual arrogance. They missed the point. You know what they say about the letter of the law and the spirit of the law? The Pharisees, they followed every letter, but still managed to completely miss the whole point of all those 613 commandments. The Pharisees thought that the whole thing was about following the rules. But the point of the commandments is not the commandments themselves. The point is kindness. The point is mercy. The commandments are there to teach us to love each other and be civil to each other. The point is living as God's holy people, merciful and gracious. The problem with the Pharisees is they didn't get that. So when we read that there was these two men who went up to the temple to pray, one of them was a Pharisee. We need to understand that the Pharisee didn't get it. He thought that prayer was all about him. He thought that prayer was a chance to submit his resume to God, saying, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. It was not so much praying as it was bragging. The Pharisee's relationship with God was a total mess, and he had no idea. So then when we read that there were these two men who went up to the temple to pray, one of them was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The tax collector, he had nothing to brag about. His relationship with God was a mess, and he knew it. That he was out to impress God with how holy and righteous his life was, and he didn't have a leg to stand on. His prayer was not a resume. No amount of padding would ever help. The tax collector's prayer wasn't a resume. It was a plea. God be merciful to me, a sinner. It wasn't bragging. It was begging. Which is to say, it was a real prayer. You know, God knows how well we do, and God knows how poorly we do. There are things that we get right, but we can't get it all right all the time. The truth is that we have no hope of keeping 613 commandments and more. And we can't handle 10. The truth is that we aren't always very loving. We aren't always very kind. We can be thoughtless and arrogant, uncaring and cruel. If we were to count only on our own righteousness to save us, we would be in serious trouble. But as it is, God isn't grading us on how well we follow the rules. He's not grading us on how merciful we are either. It's not our obedience that makes us holy, and it's not how loving and civil and kind we are that counts in God's eyes. It's not even whether or not we really get the point. It's God's mercy that counts. It's the only thing that counts. We're in no position to brag, for praying is asking. It is begging. We need God to forgive us, to help us, to heal us, and to make us better. In Jesus Christ, in his dying and in his rising from the dead, God forgives us. So pray for mercy and beg that God will help you become merciful. Pray for forgiveness and beg to become more forgiving. Pray for the strength to follow God's rules. But more than that, beg for the wisdom and the faith to do God's will. Amen. Well, in his service, this has been Pastor Joe.